This past weekend marked the start of Ramadan. Muslims around the world are fasting in observance, including members of a small Muslim community in the city of Joplin, Missouri. Joplin, you may remember, was the site of a punishing tornado in 2011. The following year, there was another disaster in Joplin, this one man-made, and it happened during Ramadan. The World's Daniel Gross has a story of how an interfaith community came together in the wake of two calamities.
The Joplin tornado was almost a mile wide. It flipped over cars and left piles of splintered beams where houses used to be. It killed 158 people.
Winds at the core, at their height, estimated between 190 and 198 miles per hour. And it happened in this community, Joplin, Missouri.
Father Frank Sierra is a local Episcopal priest. He remembers that immediately after the tornado, one of his colleagues started planning a big service.
I said, well, what I'd like to do is have it so that anyone's welcome. You know, any faith is welcome, because it happened to all of us. It didn't happen just to the Christians.
There are dozens of churches in Joplin. There's a mosque and a synagogue, too. So 9 days after the tornado, Christians, Jews, and Muslims came together and prayed in the local baseball stadium, where Mickey Mantle used to play. That was the start of the Joplin Interfaith Coalition. The year after the tornado, during Ramadan, Father Sierra visited the local mosque, along with a few members of his congregation.
I was hoping to make a connection, because it was something that I feel we're called to do as Christians, is we're all children of God, and so can we find some common ground where we can live together in peace?
Sierra was impressed that these men and women, a mix of South Asian, Middle Eastern, and Indonesian Muslims, had gone the whole day without food or water. Late that evening, they shared a meal.
Yeah, I thought, man, these people really, you know, are really into their faith, okay? They practice what they preach, basically.
And they stayed late at that night. We had conversation, we had food and good companionship.
That's Imam Lahmuddin, who ran the Islamic Society of Joplin out of a converted church. He tells me that before dawn the following morning, his phone rang. Something was happening at his mosque.
When I approached the building, I saw from far away smoke in the sky and the light, and it was about 3 a.m., and firefighters were trying to put the fire down, so just start to calm down and cannot do anything.
Lahmuddin knew right away that the fire wasn't accidental. 2 months earlier, a man had been caught on camera trying to burn down the building. Police and firefighters swarmed the site. As the sun rose, Lahmuddin's fellow Muslims started arriving for the morning prayer. While they dealt with the shock, they knelt down on the grass and prayed. Then, members of the Joplin Interfaith Coalition started coming by.
I drove there and saw, indeed, the destruction that had been created, just to offer my condolences and our support.
This is Paul Tevereaux, a local professor. He's Jewish.
I was just horrified to think that something like this could happen here, where generally the different faiths have gotten along together pretty well. And I know how I'd feel if someone had done that to my house of worship. So I wanted to make it clear that these people are part of our community, that an offense against them is an offense against all of us.
That week, the Interfaith Coalition organized another breaking of the Ramadan fast, this time at St. Philip's Episcopal Church. A member of the coalition drove hours to Springfield, Missouri, to pick up specially prepared chickens. Lahmuddin led evening prayers inside the church. Father Sierra says that, unfortunately, he wasn't shocked by the fire.
Do you see Islamophobia? Do you see anti-Muslim sentiment in Joplin or in the United States?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I see it in this parish. I've heard it from, you know, side remarks that oh, they're all terrorists. You know, it's sad because I think, you know, where am I missing out in teaching, and what, you know, what part of the Bible am I not emphasizing? Because that's not what Jesus teaches.
The culprit was caught a year later. Jedediah Stout pled guilty, not only to the mosque fire, but also to attempted arson at Planned Parenthood in Joplin. He told federal investigators that he didn't like Islam, and he didn't believe in abortion. In the months following the mosque fire, Donations poured in from across the country. The Muslim community raised enough money to build a new mosque. It opened in 2014. When I arrive, it takes me a moment to be sure I'm at the right place. It's not obvious this plain building is a house of worship. There's a black gate and a fluttering American flag. Inside, kids are running around, getting ready for an Arabic lesson. On the wall, there's a poster explaining the similarities between Islam, Christianity, and Judaism.
Do you remember the day that it opened, what you were feeling that day?
Well, grateful for everything. And many of our Christian friends said that when God takes from you something, he will give you a better one. They believe in that, and we do too. Yeah. Now we have a building, a mosque, that's better than the one that was burned.
Imam Lakhmuddin shows me the new prayer space. It's a square room with wall-to-wall carpets. And it's big, especially for a community of only 30 to 40 Muslim families. This way, Lakhmuddin says, there's plenty of room to grow. For The World, Daniel Gross, Joplin, Missouri.
Have you witnessed or experienced a hate crime? We're joining with ProPublica and other news organizations on a database aimed at documenting incidents of hate crime and bias. Share your story at PRI.org.